we can confirm that the Amisom Helani base camp within Mogadishu International Airport was yesterday on Christmas Day infiltrated by Al-Shabaab elements. The terrorists, some of whom were dressed in Somali National Army uniforms, breached the base camp around lunchtime yesterday and attempted to gain access to critical infrastructure, during which five of them were killed and three others were captured. During the gunfight, three Amisom soldiers and two civilian contractors unfortunately lost their lives. Amisom has regained control of the Helani base camp and restored normalcy. All African Union and United Nations personnel in the base camp are safe and secure. The special representative of the Secretary General has condemned this reprehensible attack against the Amisom base and made clear the United Nations' continued determination to support the Somali people as they try and build a peaceful future for themselves here in Somalia.
What's the mood like now in Mogadishu the day after the attack?
This attack is a reminder of the important work that we're doing here, that we will not be deterred by this attack. Our commitment to the Somali people and to the federal government of Somalia remains strong. There's a lot of important work for us to do here, and we remain focused on achieving that work with the Somali people and helping to build a better future for the Somali people.
The base that was attacked is close to the airport and is supposedly very secure. Is this a cause for concern that the gunmen could infiltrate such a secure area?
Obviously, we will be, in light of this attack, we will be reviewing our security procedures. The safety and security of our staff is of paramount importance. And we will, in light of this attack, be reviewing our security procedures and putting in place all those measures to ensure that we can continue operating in Somalia. There is much more important work for us to do. And we remain committed to remaining here in Somalia and continuing our work, and we will be looking at what measures that we need to put in place to ensure the safety and security of our staff in the coming days, in conjunction with Amisom forces and in conjunction with the Somali National Army and the federal government.